The World Health Organization estimates that more than one-third of a billion people worldwide have diabetes. Now, scientists in California have developed a new approach that may have the potential to reverse the disease, not just treat the symptoms. The most common form of the disease, type 2 diabetes, is on the rise. It's usually the result of excess weight and lack of physical exercise. The pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin, which regulates sugar in the blood. The excess sugar can affect the heart and blood vessels, eyes, and other organs. Treatment includes losing weight and exercising. Some patients take insulin or other medicines. At the California biotechnology company Genentech, researchers have been investigating a growth factor protein called FGF21, which is involved in controlling blood sugar. Junichiro Sonoda says previous studies have shown that when FGF21 is injected into laboratory animals, it has a variety of beneficial effects.
Well, the animal loses weight and cholesterol, which increases cardiovascular risk, goes down. And there's a good cholesterol called HDL, which whose level goes up with FGF21 treatment.
Efforts to get the same effect in humans have been stymied by the fact that the effect only lasts a few hours.
So that means to get the beneficial effect, you have to inject a lot of it many times during the day.
So the Japanese-born researcher and his colleagues tried a different approach. They developed antibodies that mimic FGF21 by attaching to the same receptors in the pancreas and elsewhere, and they tested it on mice.
The blood glucose level got normalized, and we kept monitoring blood glucose after a single injection of this antibody, and it took almost 40 days for blood glucose level to come back to a normal diabetic level.
That kind of long-lasting effect is one of the things that drug developers look for.
This could become the very first class of drug that could reverse the disease. Instead of just to treat the symptom of the disease, that would be a huge benefit for a patient.
Junichiro Sonoda says further work is needed on this potential antibody-based treatment for diabetes before moving on to human testing. A paper describing the research is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.